For YPR News, I'm Jess Sheldahl.
Details about who will next receive the COVID-19 vaccine in Montana and when are emerging. Nearly 17,000 healthcare personnel in the state have received the first dose of the vaccine so far. Here to share what we know and still don't know about the rollout are Montana Public Radio's Aaron Bolton and Yellowstone Public Radio News' Nikki Willette.
Nikki, the Montana State Health Department released new info Wednesday about how COVID-19 vaccines will be rolled out in the state, even though vaccines have been going out for nearly 3 weeks at this point. What new information was released yesterday?
The state released a proposed COVID-19 vaccine allocation plan that outlines timeframes and target populations based on the current estimates for when the vaccine will become available. Becky Wehner is the State Health Department's Communicable Disease Control Bureau Chief, and she says the broad brushstrokes have been in place, but the state was waiting on specific details from the feds before releasing this plan.
What came out today was a more defined phased approach to vaccination coordination. These were built around the Advisory Committee on Immunization Practices recommendations. And prior to last week, we only had recommendations from the ACIP for phase 1A.
Greg Holzman is the state medical officer, and he said the state had to tweak some of those federal recommendations to make them better suited to Montana's specific needs.
We take those guidelines, we looked at them and adapted anything that we thought was necessary for Montana, and then we gave those guidelines out to our local public health. In the local area, they will use these as guidelines also in order to make sure that the most appropriate person is getting vaccinated.
Governor Steve Bullock's office announced the updated vaccination allocation plan Wednesday, but county health departments received it last week and sent it out to their list of local health providers in their particular communities. And we should say there's still quite a lot up in the air, particularly about how many vaccines Montana will be receiving week to week. We've already seen a 20% drop in the number of vaccines we're expecting through the end of the year. So there's just still a lot of information that's still kind of being worked out.
We already knew who was in phase 1A. Can you remind us who is in that phase?
Right. We saw the Pfizer vaccine arrive at the state's largest hospitals for frontline healthcare workers. A week later, we saw the Moderna vaccine arrive for critical access hospitals, community health centers, and Indian Health Service and tribal health facilities. This week, we're starting to see pharmacies administer the vaccine at long-term care facilities, and county health departments are also receiving the vaccine for healthcare workers who come in direct contact with patients or might be exposed to the virus. So, for instance, dentists.
So the state expects we'll get through the 60,000 people in phase 1A by January 15th. That's only a couple of weeks away. Who's up next?
Phase 1B includes people age 75 years and older and frontline essential workers like first responders, people who work in education and childcare, critical infrastructure, federal employees, manufacturing, corrections workers, U.S. Postal Service workers, people who work in public transit, grocery stores, and other critical utility work. Montana has also included American Indians and other people of color who may be at elevated risk for COVID-19 complications and people living in congregate care and correctional facilities into phase 1B. That's sooner than federal recommendations would have those groups vaccinated. The state is putting additional emphasis, particularly on Indigenous people and people in correctional facilities, just based on how we've seen the virus move through Montana.
So the state says there are about 90,000 people in phase 1B, and that's expected to end in mid-March. I expect there are more phases. Do the phases, I mean, does phase 1 end at 1B?
It does not. There's phase 1C. Phase 1C is kind of going down to people 65 years and older, and then anyone over the age of 16 with a high-risk medical condition. Phase 1C also includes essential workers, like people in transportation and logistics, food service, housing and construction, energy, legal, media is in phase 1C. Public safety, essential government personnel, and, you know, phase 1C is kind of the broader group. There's 171,000 Montanans outlined in that group, And it's expected that those folks will be receiving the vaccine between March 15th and July 15th.
And phase two, is that just open to everyone then?
Yeah, phase two is when it goes out to the general public age 16 and older. And that's not expected to begin until mid-July.
I know that state health officials have said they're basically playing traffic control here, making sure doses are getting to the right places from, you know, the distributor to the provider actually putting it in people's arms. But who is coordinating local efforts, basically ticking off the boxes as they're moving through these phases in the populations within them? Like, who's doing this at the county level?
County health departments will be coordinating the response. And that might look different from county to county. Some are already involved in vaccinating healthcare workers, and the state expects counties will play an even beefier role once we step into phase 1B. Hillary Hansen is with the Montana Public Health Institute, and she says county health departments are really well prepped to do this.
They practice what it would look like to do mass distribution of vaccination or immunizations. So this is something they're ready to not only administer themselves, but I think in addition to that, public health is a collaborator in the community and has many partnerships, and so is in a good place to help facilitate and pull together all those partners and determine the best ways in the community to administer the vaccination.
Are all the hospitals, clinics, health departments, are they going to be working through these phases at the same pace? Like if I'm out in Plentywood, Montana, in the northeastern part of the state versus Flathead County here in western Montana, are the phases going to be happening at the same time?
Becky Wehner with the State Health Department is expecting some variation. She called administering this vaccine a logistical puzzle.
Yes, I mean, that's entirely possible, and it's something that we're trying to avoid. But given the minimum dose order size of some of these vaccines, that could happen. I think the more important thing about this is that when we distribute vaccine to some of these areas, we certainly want it to be used. And so for purposes of getting people covered with vaccine, we would never want a facility to hold vaccines just because they have run through their phase 1A people.
Montana is currently receiving two types of vaccine. One is the Pfizer. It comes in a box with about 975 doses in it that need to be kept at cold storage. The Moderna vaccine comes in a box with about 100 doses and doesn't need quite as cold storage. So the state is, you know, again, playing traffic control, sending Pfizer to facilities that have these cold storage containers and have enough people to use up all of the vaccine that they're allocated. So, for example, if Billings gets 2,000 doses, that might barely cover the frontline healthcare workers in that area. Meanwhile, Glasgow might get 200 doses, and that would cover the entire hospital staff and then some. So Wehner says, yes, some areas are going to move through their allocations faster than others. And the point is just to get the vaccine into arms.
Is there a chance that different counties could prioritize different groups within these phases? Could one person get it before in one county versus if they were in a different county?
I asked Jim Murphy with the State Health Department about that, and he says they are expecting a bit of difference from jurisdiction to jurisdiction. He said everyone is working under the same framework, but then it does need to fit with the particular community. And he says the state is giving discretion to those local jurisdictions, allowing them to make sure that every single dose is used as it becomes available.
We trust them to stick to those guidelines as closely as they can. And when they deviate, we trust that there'll be good reasons to deviate. Again, we don't want any vaccine to go to waste.
Okay, well, thanks for reporting, Nikki.
You too, Aaron. Thanks.
That was Montana Public Radio's Aaron Bolton and Yellowstone Public Radio News' Nikki Ouellette speaking about Montana's updated COVID-19 vaccine distribution plan.